It's one of the most unusual town names you'll find in the nation, but when you dig a little deeper, you'll see there was a good reason it earned that title. And no doubt, you've heard of it, or maybe even traveled there. The story of that resort town is this edition on the American Countryside.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com, trusted analysis, professional insight. Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
As Sandy Woodward explains, folks in Indiana may have a peculiar phrase to describe some of their towns and locations.
There's an old saying that says, North Vernon is not in the north, South Bend is not in the south, and French Lick is not what you think. The reason that French Lick gets its name is because the mineral springs that were here in this valley, and there were 10 of them, produced a natural salt lick.
Those natural salts could easily be found on the ground in the area.
Pluto Spring actually lies right along what is the Buffalo Trace. It was the natural migratory pattern of the American buffalo, and they would cross the Ohio down by Louisville, Kentucky, at the Falls of the Ohio, and they wore this natural highway up and into this Springs Valley where they would stop to lick the salt.
And an early French trading post was established here, hence the name French Lick. Eventually, the state of Indiana was formed and the area held in reserve for salt mining. But the salt was harder to mine than originally thought, and the property was put up for sale.
A medical doctor from nearby Paoli, the county seat, bought it for about $1.25 an acre. And being a medical doctor, he knew about the healing properties of this water.
Dr. William Bowles soon had an idea of using those springs for health and his own wealth.
So he began advertising that he would deliver it to your door by the barrel load for a fee. That had to be a lot of work.
So the doctor decided to bring the people to the salt rather than the other way around. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In French Lick, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.